Yerushalmi Masas corresponding to Bavli Chulin Das Kuflam Med Beis. We begin the Yerushalmi on Das Vov Med Beis at the beginning of the new Perek, Perek Haya Oive. The Mishnah says, Haya Oive Bashuk Va'amat Tzul Lachem Te'enim Oichlim U'Paturim Lefichach Im Echnisam Lebeteihem Metaknim Vadai. The Mishnah says, if a person was passing in the marketplace and he said, take for yourselves figs, the people may take and eat them without tithing. Therefore, if they brought them into their homes, they must tithe them as certain tevil. Tulu v'echnisu levateichem lo yoichlu mehem arai l'fichrim hechnisu levateichem einan metaknim ela demai. If he said, take and bring them home with you, as if to say that he's already tithed them, they may not snack on them, and therefore if they brought them home, they tithe them as demai. Hayu yoishim b'shar oi b'chanus v'amma tulu lachem te'inim oichlim b'turim u'v'arashah u'v'alachanus chayavim. If they were sitting in a doorway or a store and he said to them, take for yourselves figs, they may eat them without tithing, and the doorway and store owners are obligated. Rebuda poter ad sheyachzir panav oi ad sheyishaneh mokom mishivasei. Rebuda exempts him unless he turns his face or changes his seat. And the Gemara says, hayu oi b'shuk v'chulei Shmuel omar d'rabbi meihi d'rabbi meir omar ein matana kamecha. The Gemara says that if a person was passing in the marketplace, Shmuel comments that the Mishnah's author is Rabbi Meir, who said that a gift is not like a sale, so a gift doesn't establish an obligation to tithe. And Rabbi Yosi de Barkolhi, Rabbi Yosi says no, the Mishnah follows all opinions, as he'll explain. Ish alis le'elein, de be'rub yanai, ba'amrin, nehigin, havinin, yavin elein le'elein, v'chakla, v'achlin, v'lemetaknin. I asked the students of the house of Yanai, and they said, we would exchange gifts in the field before it was brought into the house, and we ate without tithing, since they weren't obligated through giving as a gift. Micah Doin, Commander Amame Elehem Kiblu Elehem Esamasas. Why is this? They follow the opinion that nowadays Trumos and Masas are rabbinic obligations, and the rabbis didn't view a gift as a sale. Masnisim b'makom sheroiv machnisim levatim, aber b'makom sheroiv machnisim lashuk, einan metaknim el ademai. When the Mishnah taught that if he said, take for yourselves figs, the people may eat them without tithing, that was in a place that most people bring the produce into the house. But where most people bring it to the market to sell, it already became obligated in the field, and there's a concern that the Amma'aret's owner hasn't tithed, and therefore it's treated as demai. In b'mokim shiroj machnisim lebatim, b'dat haninan telu v'achnis levateichem lo yuchlu mehen arai, ask the Gemara if the Mishnah is in a case when most people bring it into the house, why did it teach that if he said, take and bring them home with you, they may not snack on them. Since this person was still on his way home, the produce didn't yet become obligated, so why would they not be permitted to snack on them? Mekeven sha'ama tulu v'echnis kemisha ama ishite yechnasti lebeiti v'yisalti al yodecha. The answer is, since he said, take and bring them home with you, it is as if he said to them that they are permitted to bring them home and eat them, since he has already taken them home and tithed them. In such a case, he's believed that they became obligated, but not believed to say that he tithed them. When most people sell in the market, he is not believed to say that he tithe them, so those that receive them from him may not eat. Similarly, he isn't believed to say that he's amongst the minority who bring it home and that it isn't obligated. If he gave him a large amount, even if he told him, take and eat, it's as if he said to him, take it and bring it home. If he gave them something that is not eaten raw, even if he told them to take and eat it, it's as if he told them to take it and bring it home, and he cannot snack on it. If he's an important person who doesn't usually eat in the market, and the person told him to take and eat, it's as if he told him to take it and bring it home. If there were two people, and he told one of them to take and eat, and he told the other one to take and bring it home, the one who he told to eat is exempt, and the one that he told to bring it home is obligated. Rabbi Yosi says, well, isn't it an explicit Mishnah that we had, that they may eat them without tithing, and the doorway and store owners are obligated? And Rabbi Yona should say, kan b'demai, kan b'vadai. The answer that Rabbi Yona gives is no, the cases are different. In the Gemara's case, when he told him to take it and bring it home, it should be separated as demai. When the Mishnah said that they are obligated, it meant that it must be separated as certain maisa.